This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
As we approach Tisha B'Av, the day on the calendar that we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, we mourn the loss of Beis Kochenu Usfartenu. We mourn the glory, the splendor of Beis HaMikdash Shabai Hisha Kushbarchu Shchinasai, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam bestowed his Shechina to rest in that place. On Tisha B'Av we fast. What is the reason for fasting? What is the point in the Tanis, in the fast of Tisha B'Av? Simply, it has to do with Avelus. It's a form, it's an expression of our mourning, as is all the halachas that we do on the day of Tisha B'Av. We mourn, and in mourning, in Avelus, we have many halachas. We don't sit on a chair, we sit on the floor. As an Avel, someone who mourns the death of a loved one, the Beis HaMikdash is our love. Every Jew, his heart, his love is in the Beis HaMikdash. And by losing the Beis HaMikdash, we need to feel that we lost a loved one. The Gemara says that Tisha B'Av in the morning, one must sit on the floor and feel Mesoi Mutal Lefanov, Aninus. Aninus means when the person, the loved one, is laying in front of you, laying on the floor, so to speak, in front of you, Mesoi Mutal Lefanov, there's a din of Aninus. We don't wear tefillin. And Einain does not wear tefillin. Many of the halachas that we have on Tisha B'Av are expressions of Avelus, the mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeisai, does an Avel fast? Do we find anywhere in halacha that an Avel is supposed to fast? We don't see it anywhere. All the halachas of Tisha B'Av somewhat resemble the halachas of Hilchas Avelus for a mace. Fasting is not one of them. On the contrary, when a person's in Avel, he comes back from his Levaya, Levias HaMace. What do? The first thing we so this Havro, we feed him. Very interesting, huh? As a matter of fact, we do have the Suda HaMafsekes. And what is the Suda HaMafsekes? Somewhat a form of Suda Havra. It's the egg. The same concept of Suda Havra. Meisoy Mutalufanov. Yet we don't find fasting. Rabbi say, why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Yes, many Achrayinim explain that we fast on Tisha B'Av also because of Avelus. Yet the Rambam is clear that the fasting on Tisha B'Av takes on a whole different meaning, a whole different reason for the fasting on Tisha B'Av. Let me quote you the Rambam. You fast, that's a good point. You do fast on a yard site, but I don't believe that the fasting on the yard site is an Avelus. The fasting on a yard site is, like we're going to learn in the Rambam, the same point of fasting on Tisha B'Av. Good point. Let us learn. Open, clear Rambam. Perik hei halacha aleph in Hilchas Tainis. Yesham yomim shekol Yisrael misanim bahem. There are days set aside in the calendar, in the Jewish calendar, that we must fast. And the reason why we fast, but the atzarei she'iru behem, because of the bad things that happen on that day. And the reason for the fasting? Kedei la'oirer halavavois, to awaken the heart, uliftayach darkei ha'tshuva, and to begin the tshuva process. V'yezeh zichroi l'maseinu eroyim, that this will remind us of our bad actions, our averis, as well as the averis of our forefathers, which are the same, that caused these tsaris. K'maseinu ata chigarim lahem v'lonu alayis and atzaris. Shebezichron dvarim elu nashiv lehetiv. Because when we do tshuva, we'll fix and mend our ways. Like it says, v'zvadu savoinam v'savoina voisam. So actually the fasting is to what? To open tshuva. It's to start. It's to bring about. It's to be ma'orer, to awaken in us tshuva. Yom Kippur, we fast. Huh? Interesting. We fast on Yom Kippur. There's chamesh inuyim on Yom Kippur. Does that have anything to do with avelus? Do we fast on Yom Kippur avelus? No. Why are we fasting on Yom Kippur? Yes, we're like malachim. That's a medrash. The medrash says we need to be doima to malachim who don't eat and don't drink. We are on such a high level as an angel. Yes, that's a medrash. But the simple halachic point in fasting Yom Kippur is, no? Tshuva. Tshuva. Fasting leads a person to tshuva. Eating leads a person to happy, hoilless, and therefore tshuva. Tshuva. The tshuva of Yom Kippur. With the chamesh inuyim on Yom Kippur, which is a day of slichu mechila, is the essence of why we really fast on Tisha B'Av, according to the Rambam, not so much the avelus, but rather what? The tshuva. Now it's interesting, we don't even say tachnun. There's no tachnun. It's an interesting thing, on Tisha B'Av, we don't even say tachnun. And the reason we don't say tachnun, everybody knows. Koro olai moyed. The Pasuk in Eicha says that the Goyim called on us a holiday. What's the holiday? The holiday is that they were happy, rejoicing in our demise, in our fall. Yet Chazal saw that actually Tisha B'Av is a holiday. Tisha B'Av is a holiday. Kora olai moyed. Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. So then what about now? How is Tisha B'Av a Yom Tov now, if in the future it'll be a Yom Tov? Mashiach will come. And as a matter of fact, I think people mostly know this, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is an interesting day. I would say a day that's very not understood properly. It's very confusing. Mixed messages. Tisha B'Av is about, on one hand, we're crying. We're crying avelus. And it's interesting, the avelus usually means that the person has passed on. The bechia, the crying, the avelus on Tisha B'Av is maybe a little bit different of a cry. Because at the same time, within that cry, lays the cry of hope, Mashiach, rebuilding. It's something that needs to be defined. The mixed emotions of Tisha B'Av. On one hand, we call it a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov, Mamish, a Yom Tov. And because of this, we don't say Tachnun. Yet at the same time, it's a day where we cry in mourning. And at the same time, it's a day of tshuva. And yet we don't say Tachnun. Tell me, could you imagine on Yom Kippur, we wouldn't say Slach Lanu, we wouldn't say any Tachnun whatsoever? Could you have a Yom Mechila, a day of repentance, without acts of tshuva? What is the day of Tisha B'Av, the repentance? I want to tell you something interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yerushalmi, in Yuma Perek Aleph, Kol Shaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Ki'ilu Nechrav B'Yomav. Every year, if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, we are somewhat responsible that we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? What does it mean, Kol Shaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Ilu Nechrav B'Yomav? Each Jew carries the responsibility that if the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in my time, they hold me responsible. How come the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt? It's as if you were part of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for certain sins. So what is it? What is it that we could do, and that because we don't do, it's our responsibility? And the answer is, no, Rabbi Yisai, what's the answer? We need to do tshuva. If we do tshuva, we would have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know why it's not so emphasized. With all the speech and talk about Tisha B'Av, you know what they talk about? Mourning and mourning the loss and the hope of the future. It's very important, Rabbi Yisai, to talk about tshuva. Tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of tshuva, Tisha B'Av. You're going to walk out of this year and say, what was the theme of Rabbi Walkin's shmuyis? What is the theme of Rabbi Walkin's speech? And the answer is, Tisha B'Av is not only a day of mourning. What is it? A day of tshuva. If I didn't believe on how important this yesoid, this concept is, I wouldn't repeat it, and I wouldn't put so much emphasis on it. I believe there's a very small emphasis put on it. But this is really the essence of the day of Tisha B'Av. To do tshuva. To do tshuva. And through the tshuva, to return the Beis HaMikdash, to bring it back. Yes, it's a day of mourning. That's true. But normal mourning, normal avelus, you're not going to bring back the person. This is a different type of avelus. It's an avelus of what? To be ma'oira, to do tshuva, to bring back what we lost. It's a different type of avelus. It's a different concept. It's to be mesabel, to recognize what we lost and why we lost it, and to rectify. Kol shalei nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav. It's not just mourning the past. It's about responsibility of fixing the present. You know, after Tisha B'Av, there's a custom. Hasidim have this custom that they take the kinois and they put it in shemois. They don't keep it year after year. Why? After Tisha B'Av, we're done. We believe that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt because we're supposed to rectify. We're supposed to be mesakein. We're supposed to fix what the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was nechra. Tell me, Rabbi Yisai, what is the translation and meaning of the word echo? You're going to be saying the word echo so many times on Tisha B'Av, both in the echo reading and as well as in the kinois. What does the word echo mean? many different pshatim in the Midrashim. Many. There's many different translations. One of the pshatim in the Midrash is Eicha. It's in the beginning of the Midrash, Eicha Rabba. Eicha is a Lashon Toichacha. It's a Lashon of Toichacha. Eicha, Toichacha. Actually, who got rebuked with the word Eicha? Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in Gan Eden, and he confronts him for eating from the Eitz Hadas, what does he tell him? Ayeka! Where are you? How have you fallen? What happened of you? Toichacha. Ayeka. Eicha. Medrash. Lashon Toichacha. It's a lashon of giving rebuke. Eicha is there to rebuke us. And in Eicha, we read, and according to the interpretation of Chazal, all the different things that cause the Churban Abayis. Who could tell me what Eicha ends? What's the final theme of Eicha? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. I've hereby finished my shir. I think I pretty much proved the point. What is the theme of Eicha? And the answer is Hashiveinu, Hashem Eilecha, Tshuva. Chadesh Yomeinu, bring us back to the way it was. Everybody on with me? Does everybody agree? I've hereby clearly stated my case. Eicha begins with Teichacha, and it ends with Hashiveinu, Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, Chadesh Yomeinu kekedem. But we don't do tshuva. We're not allowed to say tachanun. So what type of tshuva could there be without tachanun, without saying slach lanu, without speaking out? Tell me, does everyone know how one does tshuva? What is the requirement of tshuva? You need to do what? Vidui, Rambam, Vizvadu, Esavoinam. Now, on a regular fast day, we say lots of slichas. On Tisha B'Av, we don't say any slichas. So what kind of tshuva are we supposed to do on Tisha B'Av? Rabbeisai, let me tell you. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Does everyone know that? Are you allowed to mention one word of Avera on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is Chas V'Shalom. Do you realize that in Halacha it's brought that one may not and one should not eat nuts, egoism? Why? Because egoism is gematria chet. And you can't, don't mention the word, don't say the word chet, don't say the word chet. The Kotzke, Rabbi Zecher Tzadik, Levrochus Chusayongin Aleinu, used to say, egoism is gematria chet. Chet is definitely gematria chet. Be careful. You have people that are very careful not to eat nuts. Yeah, okay. Nuts reminds you of chet. Yeah, but chet is definitely not, right? That you definitely have to be careful from. Chet is definitely gematria chet. I hereby was mekayim the chiyuv of giving a shir and mentioning a gematria. No, okay. In every Sephardic shir, I need to mention at least one. The chalamoisiv hareza meshubach. So we've done one, okay? We have the gematria of egoiz is chet. So you hear how you have to cover chet. No mention of chet. So how could you do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? I don't say it's aser shimi. It's not adding up. Not adding up, Rabbi Yisai. On one hand, we say you can't mention chet, but you said that it's a time of doing tshuva. It's the beginning of aseres. You may teshuva. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, there's different types. There's different yesoidos of tshuva. There's tshuva which you need to be mechaper. You need to rectify the sin in order not to get the punishment for the sin. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're busy mentioning all the Averis and we're begging Hashem to clean the Averis and to wipe the slate clean. But there's a part of tshuva which is about the distance between the Jew and the Shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Jew, through his sins, becomes further from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is the reunification. A whole year, man is distant, and as time goes on through the year, it gets more and more distant. If you'll notice, when is Tisha B'Av that the Churban took place? It's at the end of the year. You know, there's a Gemara, a Machloikis in Yuma, how Yom Kippur works. We know that Yom Kippur needs tshuva. Rebbe Shita is Yom Kippur's mechaper, no, even without tshuva. Itzumoy shel yoim mechaper. The day itself has the power to be mechaper. Es the Tosis Yishonim. So then, why was there a Churban Habayis? Why didn't Yom Kippur just come and clean the sins? Why didn't Yom Kippur come? So if you need tshuva, the answer is what? No, that they didn't do tshuva. But if you don't need tshuva, so the Taisis Yishanim and the Rishonim give interesting answers. The first answer is that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, but you can't do the Averis on Yom Kippur. You need Yom Kippur. If you didn't do tshuva, what you did all year, so Yom Kippur could clean the slate even without tshuva. But if you do those Averis on Yom Kippur, you don't have Yom Kippur either. So could you imagine they were doing these Averis on Yom Kippur? That's one answer. Another answer, Yom Kippur's only mechaper on Bein Adam La. If it's Bein Adam Mechaveroi, no, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. A lot of the Averis of the Churban Habayis were what? Bein Adam Lechaveroi, that we'll soon speak about. It's the Choymer, the stringency of the Averis of Bein Adam Lamokoin that caused, Bein Adam Lechaveroi, that caused Churban Habayis. The third answer, if you notice, it was at the end of the year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And yes, say the Rishonim, Yom Kippur cleaned the slate. But could you imagine how much it got filled up through the year? By the time the year was up, there was enough to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, Yom Kippur is mechaper, but Tisha B'Av is a way off time. It's towards the end of the year, a whole year passed. Enough was accumulated to cause the Churban Habayis. So by the time the year is up, Rabbi Yisai, including the summer, what's there to ask on what I said? It's so clear and simple. Yes, what's your question? No problem.
What does one have to do with the other if we know from our Chazal that Yom Kippur doesn't appear between man and man? So that even if the day itself is mechaper for...
That's one answer. There's three different answers.
So if the Avonot are mostly, we learn it both at the Mikdash,
one and two. Okay, well, we could talk about it. Yeah, okay. You know, Let me tell you, I'm not trying to get into the nitty gritty of the detail. I'm trying to bring out a point, and that is that throughout the year, as the time, especially as the summer passes, man gets further and further because of his averus, because of where he's holding. Rosh Hashanah is reunification, and that's a different yesoid, a different chelik, a different part of the tshuva process. Notice what do we say on Tisha B'Av? Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. We'll do tshuva, but we're actually asking for what? The tshuva before the tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem. Hashem, we're far. The Churban Abayis is an expression of the distance between us and the Shekhinah. We're far. We're very far away from the Shekhinah. V'nashuva, we'll do tshuva. Maybe not on Tisha B'Av, Slach Lanu. We won't mention the Averis. And maybe even deeper, Hashem doesn't want us to mention the Averis. Hashem wants us to feel Hashiveinu Hashem. Hashem wants to see inside the tshuva of we wanting to come back and reunite. You know, Rabbi Sai, there's a Meridik Pshat from the Kozhin, it's a Magid. Everyone says it over, but it's Kedai to repeat it. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. There's another Pasuk. Shuva Eilai v'ashuva Aleichem. Hashiveinu Hashem, Hashem should bring us back. There's a Pasuk in Tanakh, Shuva Eilai. You come to me, v'ashuva Aleichem. So who does the first step in the tshuva process? Hashiveinu Hashem, we're asking Hashem to what? We're asking Hashem to bring us back. Yet the Pasuk says Hashem tells us in return, Shuva Eilai. You come to me. You know, I always say Pshat Elul is Ani Ledoidi. No, Vidoidi Li. The Mishnah Berurah adds one word. Ani Ledoidi V'oz. Everybody repeat after me, quietly, as they say. V'oz. Doidi Li. Did everyone repeat it? I didn't hear everybody. Ani Ledoidi V'oz. Who does the first step in Elul? Ani Ledoidi. And then v'oz doidi li. One word in the Mishnah Berurah. Everybody knows. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. You got your second, right? You got your second one, right? Yeah. Ani ledoidi elul. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Okay, we're good. Now we got two. Oh, okay. Here's the third one. You ready? Umal Hashem aleikecha es levavcha ves levav zarecho. You remember that one? That's the seifei teivos of Elul. Now, I feel very upset because I told you, Mishnah Berurah, that everybody knows. It's in the same Mishnah Berurah. It's the next line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Seifei Teivos is Umol Hashem Aleikecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. Seifei Teivos. Why is the Roshei Teivos Elul and the Seifei Teivos Umol Hashem Aleikecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha? Ani Ledoidi, who does the first step? I do. Umol Hashem Aleikecha Es Levavcha, who's taking over to finish the process? Who? Hashem Seifei Teivos. The Roshei Teivos. The beginning is Elul. Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. Soifei Teivos. Then the Rebbeinu Shem says, okay, I'm taking over. Says the Kozhin Tzemagid, this is an old, old debate. Who does the first step? Who flinches first? Who bends to who? Hashiveinu Hashem. Hashem, you bring us back. Hashem says, what? Shuva Eilai, v'shuva Aleichem. Shuva Eilai v'yoshuva Aleichem. You first come to me and then I'll come to you. Says the Kozhin Tzemagid. What do we tell the Rebbeinu Shloilam? You're right. Maybe we should be doing the first step. We're broken. We're in Gullus. Eicha. Lama lo netzach tishkachenu. Ta'azveinu le'oirech yamin. That's the continuation of the pasuk. Says the Kashan Tzemagid. You know what the word lo netzach means? Netzach means forever. So why forever should you forget us and forsake us? Says Kashan Tzemagid, netzach could also mean menatzeach. Winning. You know, whenever there's always a debate, who does the first step? And nobody wants to be the one to compromise, to bend and flinch. So it goes on forever for the sake of what? Of who wins? Says Kashan Tzemagid, lomo lo netzach. Why, for the sake of Netzach, who wins, Tishkachenu, the stalemate continues. The stalemate continues. Lama la Netzach, Rabbi Nishom, you're the Father. You're the Father. And if you're the Father, you understand that we're broken. You got to take us back. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. It's a different tshuva, Rabbi Isai. It's the tshuva of Avinu, of a father, when the child is lost. It's a whole different. In Eicha, we speak about Yisoyimim Hoyinu, Ve'ein Av. Yisoyimim Hoyinu, Ve'ein Av. What does it mean, Ve'ein Av? Hashem, we're lost. You know, I want to tell you something, a pshat that I always say. What does it mean, Yisoyimim, Yitomim Hayinu Ve'en Av? Every Yasoyim, L'chayrev, he's a Yatom. If he's a Yasoyim, does he have a father? Of course not. That's the translation of the word Yasoyim. He doesn't have a father. Every Yasoyim lives with the memory of his father. He carries pictures of it, of his father. And this brings him close. This gives him some connection. But what happens if the child is a Yasoyim, that he never saw his father? He's a Yasoyim, has no idea who his father ever was. It's very painful. A Yasoyim could have the memories. Yasoyim and Mayinu Ve'inov, we're so far, we're so removed from what it meant to have the Ashros Hashchina, that we are Yasoyim and Ve'inov. We don't have even a glimpse of the love of the Dveikus, the Kesher, that we once had with the Father, that we could live off that. This is the Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. It's a different type of tshuva. Vina tshuva, we'll do real tshuva. But Tisha B'Av is tshuva without tachanun. It's not about tachanun. Tell me, when you have reunification, the moment of reunification is the result. You're reunified. Now there's a lot of catching up to do, a lot of fixing to do. Tisha B'Av is a very interesting day. The reunification, and at the same moment, we feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mayid. You know what the translation of the word mayid means? Who knows what the word mayid means? According to many mefarshim, the word mayid means vad. It's reunification. Vad is to reunify. The Jew reunifies his neshama together with the shechina that he loses. And therefore, Tisha B'Av inherently is a very interesting day. Why? Because we accomplish. I see the Olam is already looking at the clock. Don't look at the clock. Maybe look out the window where Zaych in the Beis HaMikdash. Hear a boy say, hear Moedik of Ort. Listen. The fact that we're Misabel and the fact we reconnect with the Rabbeinu Shalom on Tisha B'Av is in itself the correction of the whole problem. The problem is that our Averis separated us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the moment we come back, and we're Mekayim, Hashiveinu Hashem, Eilecha, V'Nashuva, So then it's Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. The Gemara tells us, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim Zoiche, 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 Viroya Benechamosa. Does everyone know this Gemara? It's a very famous Gemara. Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim Zoiche Viroya. Ask the Chassam Sofer, Zoiche Yiske. He will. What's the translation of the Gemara? He will merit the schus to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Why does it say Zoiche? Says the Chassam Sofer, Zoiche now, as he's being misabel, while he's being misabel, while he's mourning the Beis HaMikdosh, at that moment, he is meriting the schus of what? Of Roye Benechamosa. What nechama? But I thought we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. I don't understand. Again, Rabbi Yisai, understand what I'm trying to tell you about the day of Tisha B'Av. It's an interesting day. It begins with mourning, which turns into happiness. Why? Because it's Zoiche, as he's being Misabel. He is Zoiche Teroya Benechemosa. Tell me, does it say Zoiche Veroya Bibinyona? Does he see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? Tell me, in the afternoon, you walk outside, you'll see the Beis HaMikdash? No. But you know what you might see? Nechemosa. The consolation. What is the consolation? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. You know what the Nechama is? Like it says, like a person, She'ima yitenachamenu. What is the Nechama? The Nechama is that you're not a Yosim anymore. You're still connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilu. It does not say you'll be Zoicha, that on that moment you'll walk outside and you'll see a Beis HaMikdash. That's not what it says in the Chazal. What does it say? Zoicha! Nu! Zoicha v'roye! Repeat after me. Zoicha v'roye! B'nei chemasa! In the Nechama, in the consolation. What's the consolation? Yisoyim imayinu ve'einov. Yes, yeshov. Yeshov. You see, this is how we're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. You want to see how we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Sometimes actions speak louder than words. This is how we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Na'aku kava yitzebeseh. You love Tamid HaChamim. You love one another. So the whole shir was talk and talk. You want to see halacha l'maisa? This is halacha l'maisa, okay? This is how we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The point that I want to end with, Rabbi Yisai, all the things that the Gemara tells us were the reasons why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash were based on the fact that these aveiros cause siluk shechina, that the shechina left us. Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, the moment the Shechina left us from within, the bayis crumbled. The bayis crumbled on its own. That's how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was just a binyan. It was just a building. One of the main yesoidos of Shechina is, as Chacham tell us, is bitul Torah. Sinas Chinam. These are all things that the Hashroas HaShechina, that's within us, becomes null and void, and then the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. So how do we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? By fixing what? The Hashroas HaShechina within ourselves. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha Zoiche V'roye Benechemosa, on Tisha B'Av, yes, Tisha B'Av proper, by what we do to fix So remember, Rabbi, it's a Yom Tshuva, it's a day of atonement, of fixing. But what are we supposed to fix? Hashras Hashchina. We're supposed to fix the fact that we have Siluk Shchina B'Seichenu from within us. And the moment we fix that, automatically, the Beis HaMikdash is what? The Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.